Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money.
All right. I rise with the sun. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, January the 5th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're going to wrap up the series or the show entitled The Unveiling of the Daughters of God. So we've been talking about this series, trying to squeeze it all in yesterday. Wanted to do one more show today, so that way we could take our time and go through Romans 8. And the reason why this is so important is because we're going into 2017, and you guys know we're taking 25 into 2017, doing a complete life makeover, meaning that we're going in and we're doing household management of the soul. We're going to go in and we're going to tap into the cellular memory, and we're going to release all of that bottled up pain, all of the, you know, repressed negative memories or negative experiences that shapes and have an effect on our sub-health, our subatomic health, or on our chakra systems. We want to go in and we want to make sure that we examine any inherited emotions from our parents. We want to look at any forms of emotional blockage in our chakra systems. We want to make sure that we bring about a balance in our harmonial or our hormones. We want to make sure that each one of our organs are functioning according to their purpose. We want to make sure that we are vibrating and oscillating at the maximum of our physical condition. We want to make sure that we're not inherited any type of a chronic disease or disorder. We want to make sure that no one is lacking in any type of a desire or motivation. We want to ensure that we are creating positive experiences moving forward and that we are moving according to our destiny or our diakonia. We want to go in, my brothers and sisters, and make sure that we do a total body cleansed by removing all of the emotional burdens and all of the seeds that may be buried deep, deep down in your inner belief system, then take those out and reprogram them, if you will. We want to make sure that you are able to get past any familiar spirits or any family liars or any family energy blockage. We want to make sure that there's no marital issues or no relationship problems by going in and removing any type of a negative habit pattern, any type of a entity detachment or a energy detachment. And my brothers and sisters, this is going to require us going in and doing some cerebral spinal fluid adjustments, if you will, and making sure that we are all totally walking with the mind of Christ. And in order to do all of these things, my brothers and sisters, we have to make sure that we under, over, and understand who we are and whose we are. That requires us to really, really delve into some of the esoteric teachings that we've been talking about, along with the basic teachings that we already know. So let's just jump right back in where we left off on yesterday. We're going to go over a few of the scriptures, but we really want to look at what we have inherited and when we became adopted as sons and as daughters. Well, we can now cry, Abba Father, that it talks about it in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, where it says, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father. So since we've been adopted, my brother, and since we've been adopted, my sister, now we are able to over and understand, and we can do something. We have an expectation. And that's, out of everything that I need you to get today, that's the most important thing, is that we have an expectation. This expectation that we have, what are we expecting to happen? See, most people really don't live their life with that expectation. And so until you become the source of that expectation, you are a liability to the expectation. Let me say that again. Until you become the source of that expectation, you become a liability to that expectation. In other words, you have to set your expectation. We call it intention. If you don't set your intention, then your intention is set for you. The universe only responds to a set intention. The universe doesn't respond to a mediocre intent. The universe doesn't respond to a wishy-washy intent. The universe doesn't respond to a haphazard intent. The universe doesn't respond to a reserved intent. The universe doesn't respond to a concerned intent. The universe doesn't respond to a pondering intent. The universe does not respond to an analytical intent. The universe only responds to a made-up intent. It is when, my brother, it is when, my sister, that you set in stone your intention. Once that is set in stone, that is the only time that the universe responds. So all of the other stuff that I've been saying for the last 5 minutes doesn't work. None of that works. That's why you're not successful. Or, let me rephrase that, that's why I have not been more successful. Because everything that I've just said was not set. So unless it's set, nothing happens. So since you have not set your intention, that doesn't let the universe know. So if you set your intention, the universe takes care of the rest. So until someone becomes the source of intention, then you are manipulated by someone else's intention. So my intention to hurt you has no effect on you if you have your own. So if I'm coming on this show and I got bad intentions, it has no power over you unless you don't have no intention. Since you don't have no intention, you right for me to manipulate yours. So if you don't understand what it means, my brother, if you don't understand what it means, my anointed sister, then you're not a son. You're not a daughter. See, if you are a son and you are a daughter, you have an earnest expectation. What is this earnest expectation? Well, if we look at Romans chapter 8, verse 18, where we left off on yesterday, let's go back to and start with 16 and 17. Romans 16 says that the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So God's Spirit says, hey, I recognize that Spirit. So God's, now remember, that means that somebody's mind is going into your mind and influencing it. Now, brothers and sisters, man, I wish we had the time to get into some of the ET, you know, understanding of how the Dracos and the Nephilim works, how they function, because a environment of love and oxygen is like an environment of carbon monoxide and anger is for us. In other words, these entities cannot exist on this planet. So how are they here? They are here because what they are trying to do, that's why there's chemtrails in the air, fluoride in the water, so on and so forth. They can't stand it when you are oscillating and vibrating as a son and a daughter of God. They can't. So they don't care what they got to do to get you to be angry. I don't care if I got to give you money as long as you pissed off. If I got to put you in prison, if I got to put you, you know, I don't care. They don't care. They cannot afford for you to live in an oxygenated environment. It has to be acidic. They cannot live in an alkaline environment. These entities, the demonic realm, cannot exist in an environment of love. That's why I don't care what you do. You can do anything else, man. We can talk esoteric knowledge, but me and you can never get to a place where I respect you and you respect me. That can never happen. That's why if you notice, it never does. Think. When was the last time that you really honestly had unconditional love towards anybody or anyone or anything? Honestly, like for real. It hasn't happened. It doesn't exist on the planet. It's the most rarest thing on the planet for someone to truly. I mean, every once in a while you come across a pure soul and you just kind of feel sorry for them because you know they're gonna get abused because all of the Dracos, they are here for DNA disruption, and they don't want you to have this earnest expectation. They want you to oscillate and vibrate on the Tubal Cain and the Cain. They want to make sure, my brothers, that you have the mark of Cain. They want to make sure that you're not researching and delving into and overstanding the stuff that I'm gonna be sharing with this group of 25. They want you to think that what you have is correct. They don't want you to know the 13 reptilian families that are the rulers of this world. They don't want you to know the 13 royal. They don't want you to know who all of these ancient rulers are. Because if you did, then you understand when Yahushua says, "I'm from above, which is the upwards expanse of the north." And then his father said that he is from Anu, which means Anu, which Anu is short for Anubis. See, they don't want you to know Anubis. And if you have any inkling of an idea who Baal-Zubah is, and Atum. You cannot understand the deeper things that prohibits you from being a son and a daughter of God. Because if you are a son and a daughter of God, you will not ever think ill will towards another human being ever, regardless of how they treat you and do what they do to you. It is not possible. It's not even in your DNA code. It no longer exists. You do not have the you don't go off. Something doesn't come over you anymore. It can't. The fact that it does come over you is proof positive of your ET level. And without this understanding what a son and a daughter is and getting past this inky and anneal, you know, bullishness that we've all been indoctrinated into, because they don't care which one you got, whether you got inky or you got anneal, they both come from Anubis. They both are part of Anu. Now, we've never been taught anything about the cube or the cross. We don't know where those things came from. Those are just symbols that we've just indoctrinated. It was just passed down. It was given to us. We don't know the real name of Allah, who created man from clot, if you want to use that term, according to some of the texts. What is the true ignition and in the igniting and the overstanding of the formula of what these entities did, these A-L-A-L-U. And without the over understanding of the true history of mankind that I have in my book, again, it talks about the ontology of mankind, which comes from one of the most ancient texts that came from the Copper Scrolls. You want to blow your cookies? That's a cookie blower right there, brothers and sisters. Because that prohibits you from being a son. It prohibits you from being a daughter of God because you're not over. You're not able to exercise the son God ability. What we have is the Anu ability. And without the understanding of, my brothers and sisters, of where the roots are, the etymology of these terms and these words, we don't even understand what that means. And so we don't have the expectation because we don't even know that Hebrew comes from Habaru, which means to cross over. It means a blood transfusion when your blood crosses over and becomes one with the Anunnakis or the Dracos, the god of the south, the Orion belt that it talks about in the book of Job. The difference between the seraphim and the orphim. But we don't understand because they took out the shin, the case of the missing shin, S-H-I-N. We call it sin. You say, well, Brother Will, that all sounds great, brother, but what it got to do with me? See, your cells, remember, everything that I said is inside of your cells. See, a cell is regarded as the true biological atom, or the atom you. So your cellular memory that we're going to be addressing in 2017, there's something locked inside of this cellular memory because the biological memory, the cell is the storehouse of all of the drama and the trauma. So just like water retains memory, so everything that water touches, it affects the water molecule. Everywhere your cell has been, it affects the cell's molecule. And your cell has memory. And so if you have a dysfunctional cell, we call it cancer, you have a dysfunctional body. And see, we don't understand because the word tantra, the old Sanskrit word, actually means expansion through awareness or the expansion of your awareness. And so there is hidden trauma that has accumulated. And this hidden trauma has imprinted and left a negative habit pattern that's been passed down, like the scripture says, from the sons, from the fathers down to the sons. And so without understanding what is the cellular blueprint that you have inherited that's called a familiar or a family liar, which must be addressed. Otherwise, the genetics affect the brain cells and the synapses of the neurons, and this is where the record is played. It's like the needle on a record player is put down and the memories are activated when certain events happen. Somebody walk up to you and bump you, and you don't know, but it triggers something that's in your cells, and then something comes over you. At least that's what you tell the cop when he shows up and they ask you, hey, man, what happened, dude? You just kind of blacked out there for a minute. I don't know, man, something just kind of came over me. And so there's a spirit of expectation that if you have this prohibits that emotional spirit from coming over you. That entity that's attached to you has no power over you because you got power over him. You have power to tread upon snakes and scorpions. Why snakes? Why scorpions? Because of Anubis. Oh, we're going to break down Anubis. We're going to destroy Anubis in 2017. That's going to be 25 people that's going to overstand what I overstand. And it's going to be 25 dangerous folks walking around on the planet because they're going to be one. Because we're going to go all the way back to Magog and Og. And we're going to deal with the true, what's in the Ugaritic text. Everybody else got all these other texts, but we got to go back to the most ancient texts. And we got what is prohibiting you from it? Because when all of this stuff happened, there was something that was it's called the harmonic inclusiveness or the harmonic invasion. So there was a horde, if you will, of invaders that harmonically invaded whatever homo that was here, whether it was Homo erectus, Homo neanderthal, or Homo whatever, and they all came from Ibiru, which we now call Nibiru, which is where we get the word Hebiru. So all of the Abrahamic religions use Hebiru, which came from Nibiru, which is part of Irubu, I-B-I-U-R-U. You don't want to research that because that's why. And that's that little entity that prohibits you from being a son. and a daughter, because it springs up every time you start to do one thing. And that is, when you start to vibrate in the spirit of love, the Draco bloodline that is buried down inside of your blood, that decaying DNA that is still, again, allows you to cross over to be a Hebrew. That was called Hebos. The word Hebo means he who crosses over. So something allows you to cross over. You're not supposed to cross over. But you're a part of the Ab-Ra. So in, and I just did the series, in your skull, you have what is called Aaron's horn. Remember the last series I did? It's inside your brain. Go to Google, type in human brain, type in Aaron's horn. Look at it. Where did that come from? And it's sitting on top of what? Your reptile brain. Where did that come from? We are all being manipulated by Nibiru. And without overstanding, when Yahushua was saying the upwards expanse of the north, what was he trying to express, expose, and expand to us? But we missed it. And it's so important, my brothers, because without this earnest expectation, what expectation? All of creation has been manipulated by this, again, shall I break it down for him? Do I got time to break it down for him, Father? See, my brother, what is the physics of your emotions? What is the understanding of the sequence of events that has taken place on this dimension? And so we all, again, have been biologically manipulated. So we have to go back and we have to find, what am I, why is all of creation waiting and groaning and moaning? That's what it says in Romans 8. See, you are a son, and you're supposed to know this so that way you can help out creation. All the plants, all the animals, they just say, man, I hope these brothers get their stuff together. Hope these sisters get their stuff together so that way we can go back to, you know, living in an environment of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness. Is there love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness in your house? Yeah, how much love you got, brother? How much love you got, sister, in your family? Yeah, not very much. I already know, because I know brothers that try to kill each other, like blood brothers, because that's the norm. See, the spirit itself, it can't bear witness with our spirit because we're not children of God, not yet, but we're going to get there. Verse 17 in Romans 8, 17 says, and if we are children, then we are heirs. And if we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, we shall also be glorified together with him. That's where we left off yesterday. Verse 18 says something like this. It says, for I reckon that the sufferings in this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. So there is this doxa that we talked about yesterday, this glory. And for the sake of time, we're not going to delve any deeper. I'm going to do all of that for the 25 people that I'm going to be working with, because, again, this stuff is very deep. Because verse 19 is the cookie blower. Someone please write this down. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. You don't get anything today, my brothers, my sisters, please get this. Please understand Romans 8, 19. Because, see, this separates the men from the boys. Because this sets your heart chakra. And your heart chakra sends out a frequency. This is your bioactive field. It sends it out into the universe. So you are a biological electrical. This activates your electric field. And this is what is called Christian pyrometrics. And if you could understand, again, what the Luciferians don't want you to understand, this will allow you to set your own intention. So that way the Luciferians can come in and set it for you. See, right now you don't have an intention. Like when you woke up this morning, did you set your intention? And what does it mean to set your intention? Romans 8, chapter 19 says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. You see, brothers and sisters, Romans 8, 19. Let's look at this verse again from the New International Version, or the New Living Translation. Because, you see, this is a cookie blower. This is what we are doing in 2017. It says for us to really, really understand, my brothers and sisters, what they're saying, we got to make sure that we are of the right creation type. We are the God class or the God kind. The creation waits in eager attention for the revelation of the sons of God. Why is creation waiting? So the universe that we know today is waiting. Everybody think the universe is growing and this, that, and the other is waiting. What is it waiting for? Romans 8:19. This is the smoking gun. See, Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Let me say it again. Matthew 5:19. Matthew chapter 5, verse 19. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. You want to be a son? Or you want to be a hireling? See, peace, brothers and sisters, not my peace, not the peace that the world gives, but there's a peace that only comes from God, and that comes from a knowing. It doesn't come from a believing. See, if you're a believer, you're a dangerous person, because that means that beliefs change. When you know something, it's a theorem. It's not a theory. Right now, everybody got theories, so their theories change. I got a theory. The theory says this. The theory says that. But it's a theory. It's not a theorem. So therefore, it may change. That means you're not a son. You can't be a son, because a son knows his father. He don't think. He don't wonder. He don't ponder. He don't have no reservations. He knows his father. And so Romans 18 is telling us about being and manifesting. All of creation is sitting here waiting, and they're waiting on you to understand who you are. But you don't know you're a son of God. You think you're the offspring of this. You think you're this. You know, I don't know whoever's telling you what they're telling you. You believe them over the word of God. But the word is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. But it's in your soul, and it's in your cells. So we got to do it, and we got to deal with the soul-level trauma. Because right now, we have to do some trauma releasing or trauma removal and drama. We're going to create a different environment for you, brother. We're going to create a different environment for you, sister, because your secret, your secretions, your secretory systems, your endocrine system that is releasing all of the hormones inside of your body is jacked. Because it's vibrating on an entity level, which is a low-level anxiety, because you're living in an environment of stress. And so living in an environment of stress, by law, your body is acidic. Doesn't matter what you eat. Doesn't matter what breathing techniques you got. And if you are an acidic being, that means you got entities attached, because entities cannot attach to beings that are not acidic. And so the only way these dark forces, these spiritual entities that deal and live off of drama and trauma, they must create physical trauma, emotional drama, because that's what that's oxygen. See, they can't breathe off of oxygen. They need carbon dioxide. They need stress. They need the frequency. They need those low-level vibratory frequencies. They need chaos, because they don't want you to remove all of the emotional blocks and the barriers that prohibits you from facilitating and oscillating and vibrating in wealth, health, wisdom, and positivity. So those entities, they can't hang around if you vibrate according to the scriptures. If you have the fruit of the spirit of love, joy, now you can do all this other stuff. You can do all of this. This is great, man. It's awesome. You can stand on your head. You can say 15 Hail Marys. You can drink alkaline water. You can do yoga. You can do breathing. You can do all of that. But the Bible says, leave your gift at the altar. You come to the altar and you hate somebody? Oh, but you're vibrating in love, right? Mm-mm. That's not how the system works. That entity got to go. And in order for that to go, we got to go in and find that energy field that is imprinted, that left that negative charge inside your DNA. And we got to restore the balance by removing the blocks that is disrupting you from moving forward. This is soul-level trauma. This is soul-level surgery. We got to perform major surgery on your soul. And the soul is the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. So we're going five levels deep, because Hebrews 4:12 is five levels deep. Because the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, marrow, and it is the center of the heart and the intent, five layers deep. And the only way to do that, my brothers and sisters, is to understand Romans 8:19, which says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Look at verse 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subject the same in hope. Verse 21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Verse 22. For we know, we don't believe, we know. Romans 8:22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Romans 8:23. And not only they, but we ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. We waiting too. Not only is creation waiting for us to vibrate as a son and daughter of God, our entire body is waiting for you to get your shizness together. Verse 24, Romans 8:24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for it? So what we got ain't really salvation. Let me say that again. Romans 8:24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that we can see, a hope that is seen, is not hope. So we got hope, but we don't got hope. For what man seeth, which doth not yet hope for? Verse 25, Romans 8:25. But if we hope for that which we see not, then. See, if we hope for what we can see, what we can understand, is that really hope? See, Romans 8:24 says, if we're hoping for what is seen. Now, what does that mean? If we're hoping for what is seen. See, the scripture is just trying to express, expose, expand to us that we are hoping for something. That means that what we have to tap into doesn't exist on this planet. That word, again, seen, let's look it up in the original text.
Strong's G-991, blepo, blepo.
So then the original text, that word is blepo, like bleepo. So blepo in the original text, it means to perceive with the eye, it means to perceive with the senses, it means to discover by use, it means to know by experience. So, as I say, and I've been saying for 25 years, I don't teach nothing that I have not personally experienced. Why? Can't see it if you haven't experienced it. That's how you see. According to the original text. Now, I don't know what the Reverend Dr. Bishop is teaching y'all, but I'm telling you according to what the scriptures said. Is that you don't know shizness if you haven't experienced it. So you can talk about swimming, but until you get in the water and start swimming, I ain't taking no lessons from you. See, this is the power of understanding, according to the scripture. So, in other words, hope is you got an idea, but you've never done it. So hope says, I'm going to go do it. That's hope. Hope means that you go out and use your mentality to observe, to perceive, to discover, and then to understand. You turn your thoughts that directs the mind into a thing because you contemplate it and then you implement it. You just don't sit on the sidelines and watch. That's how you see. See comes seeing. The ability to see comes from the ability to experience. So you ain't experienced nothing, you can't see nothing. Blind as a bat. See, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Now, chew on that for a minute. 8:24 says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen, bleepo, is not hope. For what a man seeth, bleepo, why does he yet hope for it? Romans 8:25. But if we hope for that what we see, bleepo, not then do we have patience to wait for it. So Romans 8:25 says this, but if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. So we got this experience, and we got this hope. Now, this hope is something that's very important. Let's make sure we understand what it is.
Strong's G, 1679, Elpizo.
Elpizo means to expect or to confide in. So it means to hopefully have trust. So that's something that we are expecting. What are we expecting? We're expecting to be adopted. Elpizo. So it means that I'm expecting something to happen. Now, remember, the only way that you can ever, ever be disappointed is unrealistic expectation. So if you are expecting nothing to happen and nothing don't happen, you don't have no emotional response. Let me say that again. The only way in life you can ever, ever, ever be disappointed is misplaced dependencies and unrealistic expectations. So if I'm putting my dependency upon somebody else to do something for me and they don't, I'm pissed off. If I'm expecting somebody else to do something and they don't do it, I'm pissed off. You can never, ever, 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 ever have an emotional response if you're not expecting something to happen. All unhappiness comes from misplaced dependencies, unrealistic expectations. So where do we place our expectations? What do I expect you to do for me? Now, let me make sure that you understand what hope is. Because, see, hope deferred waxed the heart cold. Why can't you be a son and daughter of God? Expecting something to happen. It didn't happen, and you pissed off. You're expecting to be wealthy. You're expecting to be healthy. You're expecting to be wise. And you're expecting to have a positive relationship. That shizness didn't happen. So you're pissed. But you see, this word, elblipso, has an underlining Greek word. And so this underlining Greek word for this English word, hope, that, again, which is what we got.
Strong's G, 1680, elpis. Elpis.
Elpis. Elpis. Again, it means the expectation of fear. Elpis. It means, again, a hope. It means having. It means a thing hoped for. So these two words means that I am anticipating something to happen, but I'm not anticipating it to happen with an expectation of joy. My expectation is one of fear. Now, it can be either word, meaning you can have an expectation of fear or you can have an expectation of hope or good. So we can expect something bad to happen, or we can expect something good to happen, elpis. The goal is you set the expectation. Let me say that again. The goal is you set the expectation. Let me say that one more time, elpis, hope. That means I have an expectation. So what am I expecting to happen? Expecting something good to happen? Or am I expecting something bad to happen? This is how you set your intention. Every morning, when you wake up, what are you expecting to happen? And if it doesn't happen, what happens? You're going to get pissed off. So how do you expect something to happen without you getting pissed off when it doesn't? See, the word expectation means a mental state where you're looking forward. It means a mental attitude of looking forward. It's a mental attitude of looking forward. So you got a mental attitude of looking forward. What are we looking forward? We are eagerly anticipating. We are looking forward to what? The adoption. That means that we are looking forward to being adopted or being adopted. So I jumped down to Romans 25. So let's go back up to Romans 19, and let's wrap it up. So Romans 19 tells me, now this is important, that there is the earnest expectation. It's just not regular expectation. It's earnest. So this earnest expectation that I got is
G603, apokaradakia. Apokaradakia.
Apokaradakia. That is earnest expectation. Apokaradakia means anxious and persistence. So, brothers, sisters, to be a son, I'm not talking about this worldly stuff. I'm not talking about, you know, what these other folk talking about. In order to be a son of God, in order to be a daughter of God, this is what I'm doing in 2017. Anxious persistence expectation for wealth, health, wisdom, and positivity. It's anxious and it's persistence. So if your expectation, that means your mental state of mind, I am looking forward, but I'm looking forward with two elements. So every morning I set my expectation. The world calls it the law of attraction. They call it, you know, attention or intention. But you need to make sure that in the scriptures it's called expectation. So to be a son, to be a daughter, for everybody that I'm hanging out with in 2017, this is what we're going to do every day. Every day we're going to set our expectation, and we're going to set it with a certain anxiety, if you want to use that term. But it's not anxiety. We are anxious. But what does it mean to be anxious? So every day I wake up, you need to be anxious for wealth, anxious for health, anxious for wisdom, and anxious for positive relationships. That means that you are full of mental uneasiness. That means that you are earnestly desirous. It means that you are eager. That means that you have a keen feeling, desire. That means that you have a longing. That means that you are enthusiastic, theos, God in it. It means that you are fervent. You have fervent intent. So the word anxious, again, out of all of those words, enthusiasm. That means that you are enthusiastically uneasy. What are you enthusiastically uneasy about? Wealth, health, wisdom, relationship, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. Those things bring wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So if I have love, joy, peace, gentleness, if I am enthusiastically, if I'm anxiously awaiting for these things, and the next word, not only am I anxious, but I'm persistent. See, this is what it got me. So you got to be firm. You got to be fair. You got to be persistent. See, many people got the puzzle, but the piece that's missing, you're not persistent. See, persistence means to endure despite opposition, obstacles, or discouragement. Let me say it again. Persistence means to continue to be permanent despite opposition, obstacles, discouragement. So some obstacle comes in your life, and then something comes over you. You're not a son. You're not a daughter. An obstacle shows up, something comes over you. We're not a son. We're not a daughter. So everything is great until opposition, obstacle, or discouragement comes up. And then when that happens, you're pissed off, something comes over you. And so we have to go in and perform some surgery to remove that something that's coming over you. We got to take it out. So that way when obstacles show up in your life, you keep expecting. When opposition shows up, you keep lasting and enduring. When discouragement comes up, you remain attached to your expectation. That, my brothers and sisters, is what a son and what a daughter is. Ability, my brothers and sisters, to actually, as someone in the chat room said, to be hungry, which is a great analogy. If you haven't eaten in a long time, you really are looking forward to that meal. So it's like in the first thing when you wake up in the morning, you haven't eaten breakfast, how do you feel? Like while somebody's talking, all you're thinking about is, man, I have to hurry up. I need my morning coffee. I need my donut. Let's talk healthy. You know, we're going to eat some grapes, some fruit, you know, apple. We're going to, you know, drink a nice, healthy, you know, fruit smoothie, a shake. But until you get it, What is your expectation? What is your mindset? Your mental disposition. You're anxious and you're persistent. So we got to be anxious and we got to be persistent. For what? The manifestation of the sons of God. Now, brothers and sisters, that word manifestation, again, simply means, let me actually play the original meaning in the Greek.
Strong's G602, Apocalypsis.
Apocalypsis. In the Greek, it means a disclosure of the truth. It means the instruction. So we are earnestly waiting for something to come into our brain that discloses the truth. That's how you manifest and become a son and a daughter of God. That's how I did it. I don't know how anybody else did it. Now, I see things that other people don't see. Not with my eyes, with my spirit. So now I'll be posting stuff on Facebook site, Beyond Site. Notice what I post and notice the lack of response when everybody starts debating about it. Because people agree or they disagree. I didn't post it on there for other people's opinion. But everybody can have one. That's great. We all are entitled to their opinion. But there has to be a technique. And I use the word technique. There has to be a system. There has to be a principle. There has to be a purpose that establishes a principle, that establishes a particular procedure, that establishes a particular process, that leads to a particular product, that develops a particular profit, that leaves you with a particular peace where that results in your prosperity. Those are the seven P's that removes negative emotions, that totally eliminate all negative thoughts and all negative cells in the body. See, my brother and sister, there is a program for the cellular removal of every negative charge and replacement with a positive electrical charge. See, my brother, let me make sure you understand something that's very, very profound. That every person that you meet leaves you with a charge. It's either a positive charge or a negative charge. Every time you meet somebody, every conversation you have, you get a positive charge, or you get a negative charge. These emotions are energy. They are positive emotions, such as happiness, you know, love, joy, peace. This raises your vibratory rate. Then there are negative emotions, such as fear, doubt, anger, guilt, sadness. These lower your state. So everybody you meet, they're either taking you in or taking you out. People are like waves. They take you in to the shore or they take you away from the shore. So it is your job to study, to show yourself approved. To do what? When somebody comes in, is this a negative charge or this is a positive? Oh, that's a negative charge. I'm not trying to be acidic. Later, homie, I just got a phone call. Sorry, dog, I can't talk to you right now. And you're gone. Why? You ain't got the, you cannot afford, you don't have the luxury of hanging out with negative people. You don't have the time. Your cells, your body cannot, it cannot hang out with negativity. These entities are trying to pull you down. They're trying to create an acidic environment so they can attach to you. They can't plug in. If you are vibrating in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, that's why it is so difficult. Look how hard it is for you just to be positive every day. It's like pulling teeth. And that should be your normal state. Why? That is the disclosure of truth. That is the instruction of truth. That is the truth concerning all things unknown. So the word manifestation is the truth of all things unknown. The word manifestation is that all of creation is waiting for the truth of all things unknown, which is your son of God. Now, nobody knows that. What I'm saying, now I'm saying the words, but you know what it means. Because I'm saying you're a son of God. And you're saying, yeah, I'm saying you're a daughter of God. You said, absolutely, brother, but what does it mean? What does it mean to be a son of God? What does it mean to be a daughter of God? Sons of God. See, that word, and we said it before, let me play it one more time. The word
Strong's
son.
G5207. We us.
We us. So we us, again, comes from another Greek word.
Strong's G5206. We are thesia. We are thesia.
We us and we are thesia means sons. It means that you are adopted. Now, again, we talked about this yesterday, so I'm not going to waste your time. But, again, adopted means that you're not the biological son. So adopted means that somebody, like, allows you to partake and have the same benefits as if you were the biological heir. The word, again, adopted, simply means that you have been brought in by selection. So you have all of the same. It means that somebody decided to take you and to receive you into their kind. So now you've been regened. So the word adopt means simply to make one's own by selection. So since you've been, that's what adopted means. See, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, but I don't know if you get it. The word adopted comes with the word adoption. These come from a Latin word. It means to take by choice. It means to choose for oneself. It means to select. It is a legal term. It means to legally take as one's own child, to legally embrace as one's own child. Now, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but what do you do to get adopted? Do you got to wear certain clothes? Do you got to say certain Hail Marys? You got to do certain breathing techniques? You got to do these mantras? Or what do you do to become adopted? Can somebody please break that down for me? What is the requirement to be adopted? I'm going to pause for a minute. I want you to ponder that. See, the frequency of God chose your frequency. Now, the word select simply means that out of a number of possibilities, I got a preference. I prefer this one. Now, that means choice. It means to select from many possibilities. So there's a lot of possibilities. But the possibilities, again, the clay doesn't say to the potter, make me thus. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because everybody is telling you that you can't be a son of God. You can't, you know, you're the wrong color. You're the wrong height. You know, you got the wrong blood type. You got this, you got that. But let me make sure you understand, because the right of the power to choose, that's what the big G exercise is. Now, we can sit up here and debate over a lot of the stuff that we're talking about today, and it's healthy. It's good. But all I know is the fruit is in the pudding. See, the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. See, when you become adopted, that word adopted means generally used as the offspring of a thing. It means restricted and used for the offspring. It means descendant of. It means the thing that describes one who depends upon another for his following. It's a pupil. It means the son of. So that's what the word son means. So that means that we are the offspring of God. And so all this creation is waiting for you to get that. See, right now, you don't get it. Because the offspring of a thing acts like the thing. Donkeys act like donkeys. Giraffes act like, you ever see the offspring of a giraffe acting like a chimpanzee? I never seen it. They say it happens, I just never seen it. The offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. And as a offspring of God, you're supposed to be acting like a God. I am not saying that you are the God, but I'm saying that you should have some of his characteristics and attributes. To me, you can debate about anything you want. I'm looking at the fruit. Everybody else is looking at the leaves. Because Romans 8:20 says, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subject the same in hope. So it's just telling us that in Romans 8:20, that we were made lacking something. That's what Romans 8:20 is trying to express and expose and send to you. In the New Living Translation, it says, against its will, all of creation was subject to God's curse, but with eager hope. Now, I don't like that translation because it doesn't tell you which God. Another translation says it this way. For all of creation was subject to the futility, not willingly, but because of him who subject it to it. So something happened to all of us. But then the Father decided to regraft us, or to bring us back in, if you will. That's what it means to be a son and a daughter of God. So I'm going to spend the next year breaking this down on a cellular quantum physics level, on a super consciousness level. So you can understand Romans 8:21, which says in the New Living Translation, the creature looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. Romans 8:21. And the King James says, but the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So Romans 8:21 is said that you have telomeres in your DNA. That's the only reason that you exit this dimension. So something that you need to do, something that we have to do to remove the telomeres out of our DNA so we can oscillate and we can vibrate. So that way when the body removes, there's enough love that the memory continues. Now, brothers and sisters, your memory is your mem. So what lives in eternity? Your mem. M-E-M-E. Me. Now, I'm going to break all this down in 2017 with some biological and with some spiritual and with some ancient text truth to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify what eternal life is. Because Romans 8:21 says all the creation is waiting for you to get and understand what I'm about to share. Because Romans 8:21 says this. Again, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. Anthropy. So everything anthropy is on this dimension. All the creation said, hey, we don't wanna grow old. We don't wanna decay. Why are we doing this? We was not designed. What's the original intent? A God goes back to the original intent, the original design. Acts 3:21. Acts chapter 3, verse 21. Heaven must take him in until the time comes for the restoration of all things, which God announced long time ago through his holy prophets. Romans 8:30. That was Acts 3:31. Romans 8:30. Romans chapter 8, verse 30 says, and those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. So my brothers and my sisters, Hebrews 12:27 says this. Hebrews 12:27 says the words, once more, signify the removal of what can be shaken. That is, so that the unshakable may remain. It is my job to make sure that we remove what can be shaken. That's created things. Y'all think this created stuff is real? This is the fake world. So that the unshakable may remain. It is time for the unshakable. That is the sons and daughters of God. The unshakable. That is what's going to remain. That is what we are going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying in 2017. Please join me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. That email address again is masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Let me know you want to be one of the 25 in 2017 as we go forward to become sons and daughters of God. My brothers, my sisters, Dwayne Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio. Tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dream.